Hi, how's everybody doing tonight? I said, how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah. And this is awesome. Like, I grew up in a small church, so this is like, I'm used to this, you know? But it's good to see you guys from home. Which camera do I refer to? Okay, cool. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. And I'm not going to throw Pastor Drew under the bus, but I have a really cool story. It's not a dad joke either. So he was teaching me about detail and paying attention to detail. So he's laughing already. And he would take me around the church. Hi, Shayla, how are you? And he was taking me around the church and showing me, like, look at the webs up here and look at the spider webs over here and look at the spider webs over here. So he flips out, like, we had these old tables, and we flipped them over, like, benches. And he's like, look at all these webs over here. Like, you have not finished cleaning. So he's telling me about detail. And then I look at his shirt, and he's got, like, barbecue sauce. He spilled, like, a whole thing of barbecue sauce. And I looked at him, and I said, Pastor Drew, you got some barbecue sauce. So we both knew exactly, like, pay attention to detail, right? So I caught that one. But anyways, I'm just going to pray before we start. So just bow your heads at home and close your eyes. Father, we thank you for this time that we come together, Lord, to just learn about you and speak to us today, Lord. We are listening. We thank you, God, for this church and for everyone who is at home, all the families that are represented at our homes. Lord, we thank you that this thing is ending very, very soon, and we'll all be together here worshiping at church with our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My kids miss church. My kids really miss church. They're like, oh, can you get us some fun dip? Can you tell Pastor Vegas to get us some fun dip? And we'll give her some Bible bones. But honestly, like, I'm not going to share. I'm going to share something God's been sharing with me. I always like to share with the young people and open up my heart of what God is sharing with me. And I'm sure many of you will receive this tonight, and God will speak to you as we go into the Word of God. Amen. You guys ready? Amen. So a couple of weeks ago, I was going to work, and for some reason, like, all this, like, pandemic that's happening, you know, people are really freaking out. But as a church body, we should be trusting that God is still in control, that God is going to pull us out of this one like he's pulled us out of many other things. Amen. So I just want to honestly, like, it's a very long sermon title, but I couldn't think of anything better. But this was God speaking to me a couple of weeks ago, and I really want you to be open and really receive what God is speaking. Today's sermon is called A Hardened Heart Will Cause You to Forget What the Lord Has Done. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know if you've lost your job. I don't know if you're at home feeling like, man, I can't drive or can't walk the streets. Listen, don't harden your heart. Open up your heart today for what God has. Because honestly, like, I was getting on that boat a couple of weeks ago. Just because we're leaders, just because we're up here, doesn't mean that we're not prone to the enemy attacking us. Just because we're up here singing or speaking, doesn't mean that the enemy comes and brings discouragement to our lives too. Amen. So we're with you. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians, and I just want to kind of have this as a foundation tonight. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18, it says that with the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Listen, there's a lot of confused people right now. There's a lot of people freaking out about their stocks and about the 401k losing thousands of dollars. Listen, we're not hopeless. We have our hope in God, amen. And the Bible says their minds are full of darkness. They wander from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and what? Hardened their hearts against him. There's another scripture in Hebrews, and it's Paul speaking to he's saying this, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Listen, the Israelites saw God working in their lives for 40 years, and yet they still hardened their hearts. There's many people that have been going to church for a long time. They've seen what God has done time after time after time after time, and right now they're freaking out. Listen, this is not the time to harden your heart, but to say, God, help me, amen? Listen, although they saw God move, their hearts were still hardened. Listen, what could make your heart hardened? in this season. Maybe pride, maybe failed relationships, maybe ungratefulness, impatience, setbacks, disappointment, sickness. There's a lot of things that will make your heart go hard. But listen, this is not the time to do so, amen. The Bible says in John 16:33 that these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Everybody say, have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. There's another scripture in Romans that says, and not only that, but we also glory in what? In tribulations. Listen, guys, this is a time of pandemic for the world. Man, we should be rejoicing right now. Amen. That we have hope. Knowing that this Wuhan virus or this coronavirus, listen, knowing that tribulation produces what? Perseverance. Pastor Drew has been saying this over and over to the leadership of the church and to you guys at home. Listen, guys, we're going to come out better than we were, than we came into this thing. Yes. Amen. It says, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Amen. Now, listen, I'm going to read a story, and this is a true story that happened in the book of Mark. And I want you to see something. I was reading the story a couple of weeks ago, and I had never seen this. And the Holy Spirit really spoke to my life. And sometimes we could be just like the disciples. Sometimes it's easy for us to criticize the disciples in the Bible. Like, man, Peter, you know, Peter did this, and Mark did this, and Thomas had unbelief. Listen, I've been a Thomas before. I've been a Peter before, you know. And the Bible, if we go to Mark chapter 6, and we'll start at verse 30, it says, and the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, Jesus said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. Have you ever worked? I saw Pastor Drew, Pastor Paul working. Pastor Paul said that he had been here for like 5 minutes, and there's a big trench outside. He's like, look at what I've done. But listen, you guys have been working endlessly here at the church. Sometimes you just want to go home and sleep. Sometimes you just want somebody to bring you some Chick-fil-A or a burger or something, right? Amen? Yeah. And it says, so they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. This is the disciples. But listen, but the multitude saw them departing, and many knew Jesus and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to Jesus. Wow. Now listen, Jesus said, you know what, I don't have time for you guys. He said, you know what, I'm tired, I've been working all day. No, Jesus didn't say that. He says that when he saw the great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them. Listen, the Bible says to be ready in season and out of season. There's going to be, right now I believe is a time where people are going to come running to the church, you know, and we have to have compassion for them and teach them, although we're tired sometimes, although we, you know, we want to go home and sleep. Listen, the Bible says that he was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Was this right for the disciples to do? Yeah, they've been working all day. But listen, look at Jesus' heart. But Jesus answered and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then Jesus commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the grass. So they sat down in ranks in hundreds and in fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them. So they all ate and were filled. Now listen, this is the powerful part where God was speaking to me. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. God is El Shaddai. What does El Shaddai mean? He's more than enough. In this time, guys, don't go crazy looking for toilet paper and looking for meat and looking for all this stuff. Listen, God is more than sufficient. He's more than enough. God wanted to prove Jesus didn't miscalculate. He didn't overproduce. That's who God is. God, you know, David said, my cup runneth over. You know, he didn't miscalculate. God never misses. You know, he did it to prove something. And listen, this is what trips me up, that he was going to use these scraps, you know, what was left over to teach us something today. You guys ready for that? Yeah. See, if God wanted to be precise, he would have done it. But he chose for them to have overflow. Listen, now, those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men. 5,000 men, not including their kids, not included their wives, the women. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. Tell your neighbors, this is going to be good. Amen. See, I asked myself a couple of weeks ago when God was speaking to me, why did Jesus have them gather up the scraps? There's different versions. There's like the leftovers, the scraps. There was like pieces of fish, just like bread half eaten. And he still made them load it up to the boat. This is, guys, this is one of the biggest miracles that Jesus ever carried out in public. You know, he did a lot of things individually. He went to the blind man by himself. He went to the woman of issue of blood. He went to Lazarus. But this is like one of the biggest things he'd ever done in his career as Jesus. Everybody went home. Over 5,000 people went home with a miracle that day. They all saw, so they were all impacted that day because of one thing that Jesus did. They all went believing, man, like this guy is a real deal. Amen. So check it out. Jesus, he says that he tells them to go in front of them, and he had sent them away, and he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when the evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. So Jesus is praying on this mountain, and the disciples are on the boat by themselves. Then look, check this out. Jesus saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. So Jesus is praying, and he's watching his disciples kind of struggle from afar. He's watching them like, man, I hope they have some faith in me right now, because I'm spending time with God. I'm spending time with my dad. He's probably telling his dad, Dad, you should have seen how we did today, man. We fed over 5,000. He's having this personal relationship with his father, but he's looking. See, sometimes when we're in this struggle, in our circumstance, we feel like we're all alone. And Jesus is just there watching. The Bible says that he's in heaven interceding for you and I day and night. So Jesus is from afar, and he's watching his disciples, and it says that the wind is against them. Do you feel like everything's against you right now at home? Do you feel like there's no hope? Do you feel like, man, when is this going to be over? Listen, Jesus is watching. He's still in control. He's omniscient. He knows it all. He knows all things. So he says, now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walk on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. Listen, I was reading about the guy who was possessed by legions. They saw him deliver this guy, and then the demons asked Jesus, man, can we go into these pigs? And he said, yeah, go ahead. And then the pigs jumped into the ocean. If I would have seen Jesus walking in the middle of, I would have been like, this is one of these demons that probably jumped out of one of these pigs. For real. Have you ever been sleeping and it's really dark and you see like a shadow and it's just like a car passing by and then you like freak out? Yeah. Imagine these guys are in the middle of the ocean, pitch black. They didn't have lights back then. And they just see this guy walking on water. Man, this is, it's a ghost. He started to scream. For they all saw him and were troubled, but immediately, listen, he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer. It is I, do not be afraid. Listen, whatever you're going through tonight at home, listen to what Jesus is telling you. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. It is I, do not be afraid. These are times of, like, what's going to happen? When are my kids going to go back to school, man? They need to go back to school, please. You know, listen, be of good cheer. Enjoy that time with your family. Yeah. Enjoy that time with your kids. Spend time with them. Speak to them. Draw with them. Read the Bible with them. Pray with them. Now listen, it says, and then he, Jesus, went up in the boat to them, and the wind ceased. Jesus didn't have to rebuke the wind. Jesus didn't have to say anything. All he had to do was step on the boat. Amen? Listen, you have to allow Jesus to just step into your circumstance. You know, he's given you the Holy Spirit. He's given you power and authority to speak and rebuke in his name. Amen? And they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled. Check this out. And it says, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was what? Was hardened. They let the little wind and the little waves to cause our hearts to be hardened. Now listen, this is a great lesson for us. The whole time, guys, Jesus' miracle that he had just performed, a reminder was there with him in the boat the whole time. All they had to do was look at the loaves and, hey, the same God that provided for these 5,000 people is the same God that's going to get us out of this mess. Sometimes we're too focused. Come on, if we're going to give the Lord a clap, let's give it to him good, amen. Listen, before we criticize the disciples and say, man, it was there the whole time. Listen, I've been there. God pulled me out of many things, and then I'm in another circumstance, and I'm here fearing and just tripping out when I could just have to, all I have to do is look back to see what Jesus has done, what he has just done. I grew up in church. I've seen God. My parents have never been forsaken by the Lord. My family has never been forsaken by God. In trials and tribulations, man, God has always been there. And he wants to do the same for you at home. You know, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So if you're in that boat tonight and you're looking at these little waves that this whole pandemic is causing, if the winds are blowing at your life right now and you don't know what you're going to do, honestly, all you got to do is look back and see what God has done already. If these disciples didn't see it, let's see it as a church, amen. And I just wrote this, and I'll be done very shortly. The fish scraps were there to remind them. The bread was there to remind them. See, they didn't consider the loaves. They didn't consider the fish. But the same God that provided food for over 5,000 people was going to be the same God that was going to come and bring peace to their lives. See, God did that. If he's able to do that, guys, if he's able to pull us out from the measles and what other viruses have come our way before, the chicken pox and the swine flu and Ebola, all these things. Yeah, you know what? That's the same God that's going to pull us out of this one. Amen? Did you guys learn something tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just want to pray with you at home. I want to pray with you right now. So everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I thank you right now that your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, will just come and overwhelm us right now with your peace and your joy. I thank you, God, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that delivered the Israelites from the plagues. The same God that delivered the Israelites from Egypt. The same God that healed the sick. The same God that's going to deliver us right now, Lord. Father, I pray and I declare that this virus that's trying to come and bring fear into our nation and to our world, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. We declare health, peace, joy, and we just thank you, Lord, that we will be together in fellowship and praising and rejoicing here in our church. I pray that this time of crisis, Lord, that I pray that we could use that as an advantage and spend time with our family, spend time at home, Lord, catch up in relationships, and I thank you so much. But more importantly, Lord, we pray that we could draw close to you in this time, that people will come to their knees, Lord, that people will repent, Lord, from their sins, that people will trust you and learn to trust you. And I thank you so much, Lord, for this church and for what this church means to Pico, not just to Pico, but to other cities around here. I thank you that people will start to draw near to this place, Lord. So right now, Lord, we just thank you. If you're at home right now, if you're with your family, I want you to hold your family right now. I'll give you guys a couple seconds. Just call everybody into the living room right now. We have some time. And I just want you to declare this with us tonight. So just repeat after me. What the enemy meant for destruction, God will use it for his glory, and we'll be victorious in his name. And say this, enemy, you have no place in our home, in our hearts, in our mind. We cast away fear right now. Lord, we want to be grateful people. And right now we look at what you've done. Come on, say that. Right now we look at what you've done in our lives. And we're grateful. And we believe that if you could do that, you could take care of this. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We really love you guys. We miss you guys. We hope to see you soon. And when you come back, I want this place to be popping. Like, it's going to be loud. But really, bring your A game when you come back. You know? Like, the gyms are closed right now, and people are probably going to go crazy working out. But really, when you come to church, next time we see you, just come with your A game, and we're going to worship. This place is going to be popping. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
You know, sometimes... Thank you, Isaac. What a great word. What a great, great, great word. You know, sometimes when we don't recognize what we have. And I believe that what's going to happen, I believe two things are going to happen. I believe that one of the things going to happen is that this time that you're going to start to grow closer to God. Right there in your home, and I am every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all the weekdays, I'm doing a devotional 10 o'clock in the morning, and we have, imagine this, Isaac, we have never allowed our pastor to lead us every single day. But this is going to cause us to together, and I'm telling you, 10 o'clock tomorrow, connect with us. And we're going to look at, what are we looking at? We're going to look at John chapter 17. We looked at John chapter 16. Isaac used one of the passages in John chapter 16. Today, our daily Bible reading. And tomorrow, we're going to look at John chapter 17. But it's just such a great time to connect. And not only connect your pastor, but connect to God. You know, a lot of times it's in the troubled times that you cry out to God, and that shouldn't be, but many times it is. So I believe that very thing, that what's going to happen is we're going to get closer and closer to God, closer and closer to each other, and then we're going to come back, and this place is just going to explode. I mean, just explode. And I believe that. What a great revelation. I was thinking about it as you were preaching. Like what's Jesus going to do? Take somebody's leftover food and start eating it? You know what I mean? Like, what was the purpose of that being there? I believe you hit the nail on the head. The purpose was to remind them of the miracle. So, here's what I want to ask. What is your bread and fish? Some of that might be right in your house, something that you were believing for and trusting God for, and he delivered. You know what? Maybe your home, maybe your apartment, maybe something. I mean, it's right there reminding you of the goodness of God. man, smile. Just recognize how faithful God has been to us. What a great word. Let's just not have this word be a word that we say, yay, that was good. Isaac preached good. No, Isaac did more than preach good. Isaac communicated to us a rhema word that we can rely on this week and next week. So let's not make light of the word of God. Let's not just go, oh, that was a good sermon. No. It was way more than a good sermon. It was God speaking to me a word that'll change my life forever. And so Tamara and I and the leadership of this church are so, so proud of what you're doing, so proud of your faithfulness. And we thank God for you continuing to pray for us and continue to pray for each other. And I believe that we're getting closer, you know what, as this, it gives us opportunity to get closer. And I thank God for that.